This episode of Green Man Sons of Tara contains a horror sequence that may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. While there is a depiction of animal fear, no animals were harmed during the making of this episode. Burdock's contributions were recorded while playing tug-of-war with his favorite toy, and the yelp that you hear was sourced from Splice. All sound effects were sourced from Splice and the BBC Sound Effects Library.
Liam, are you cold?
Huh?
You're shaking like a leaf. It feels like I've got your weight in panic chipmunks on my back.
Oh, sorry, Groon. No, I'm not cold. Just nervous, I guess.
What now? Night's coming on fast. Do you want to wait and camp out here?
We're too exposed. If it were spring, I'd say yes, but...
Mother? Exposed? What do you mean?
No time for questions now, my lad. The forest is harrowing at night. The plain will be worse. Come on.
Mother!
Shush!
But something's coming.
Hush!
Welcome, Tyranny of Sav-Shinnok. Though you come late to Fiaglin on the eve of Samhain.
Forgive it. I knew it would be a close thing.
Oh, you have guests.
This is Grunlik Greenmane, of Tara Service. And my son, Liam McBracken.
He is a half-blood. Tyranny.
He has shown magic, Deirdre.
That's well and good elsewhere in the other world, but not here. Not on this night. I can't bend the rules.
Please, you know it grows late, and the field is exposed. He comes with Tara's blessing.
It's the law of Samhain, set by Tara and the Hunter. He must wait and pass the test. On the morrow, he will be welcome.
He would do this to your own brother's son? To the son of a journeyman?
And to both my children, if the law demanded it. You and Grunlik are welcome.
Are you mad? You'd leave a child out here with no protection.
Groon, let me down.
All right. I don't know what you're up to, but...
It'll work. Pardon me.
Yes, Liam, son of Bracken the Lost.
I would like to know what the test is. If I must pass it to join the Fia, then I will.
Just like Bracken. Very well, Liam. Tonight, the Hunter rides. He will judge your worth. To the north, in the center of the fields, lies a copse of rowan trees. Make camp within and do not leave it until dawn breaks.
What happens if I leave?
You will be hunted. You are not ready for that challenge, so stay. Stay as the fawn in the rushes. Watch, learn, and be still.
Very well. Will I be alone?
Your mother and Grunlik may choose to rest with Apia or with you. It will make no difference to the test, but they cannot help you should fear overcome you. If you leave the safety of the copse, you are alone.
You'll be fine. See you tomorrow.
You're losing light, Tierney. Liam, I suggest you hurry.
Get up, Liam. Run.
Liam, get down.
Mother, what?
Lie down, both of you. Grunlik, they can't see him.
Alone. All alone and empty. What do half-breed abomination.
What?
Shh. Don't listen to them.
Curse us, with the blood. Waste of light. Waste of light. Me as well.
Get down!
No! Leave me alone! Mother, we have to help that dog!
He'll be fine, Liam. It is one of the hunter's hounds.
Mother, please! They're doing the same thing to him and me!
No, if you leave the copse, you'll lose its protection and my circles. You're not strong enough, Liam. Wait!
No!
Leave him alone! It's okay, boy. I'll protect you. I should have listened. Mother, groan!
Liam?
Who are you?
Don't you know me, child?
The hunter.
One day you will ride with me, Liam, son of Bracken.
What were you thinking, Liam?
I needed you to see. I'm strong enough, I am.
You could have been killed.
Bah, not this one. Come on, Bracken Shadow. Back to the trees. Go on.
I pray you truly are. You've got to get up. We're going to Fiaglin straight away.
Oh no, just a little longer.
That's what you get for racing into the middle of a wild hunt. Get up.
I've got this, Tyranny. Up, or you get left in the copse.
Groon!
No, up. Get some every time.
I'm sorry, Mother. I should have listened.
Perhaps. But the hunter judged your courage and saw you worthy.
I didn't mean to make you cry.
I know, and that comes with time. You will be a man sooner than I'd like. And I must learn to let go and let you.
You made the night, I see. And the boy is changed. Be aware, Liam, son of Bracken. We guarantee you nothing. Do not boast of your test, for you will be tested further still.
Yes, my lady.
His manners are not lacking. Welcome.
Time is it?
Still morning.
The light looks strange. I thought maybe since it's a different part of the realm, time worked differently.
It's true of some places. Here it's just the trees and the climb.
This is Fiaglin, Liam. Your father and I, and 100 generations before us, were born here. The white doe is your cousin, Alba. She was the other guardian.
Mother, is this like the weaving spell you taught me?
Yes. All of the Thea gain their magic from the earth, either from Tara or the hunter.
What's the difference?
Tara's magic goes to the builders, artisans, farmers, and healers. All of those who sow and nurture.
What of those who belong to the hunter?
Warriors, guardians, and tricksters, among others. They favor teachers and journeymen equally.
Journeymen? You said that to Deirdre.
Messengers, to put it simply. There are only a few of us at any given time, and we learn something of all skills.
But you said it with, well...
authority. It's because I have it. But as a guardian of Fiaglin, so does Deirdre.
Woo! Yes!
Come on, Declan. Keep your sword up, or be ready to lose it. Is that the best you can do? Getting rusty in your old age, Declan?
Aged like fine wine, sir. Besides, I'm not that much older than you.
Keep this up and the only thing that will be left in tatters is your pride, old man.
Looks like I'll just have to teach you a lesson in humility.
Liam?
I want to see this.
Of course he does. The boy has a nose for overacting.
I heard that. I'm right here, Groon.
Oh, seeing Kringlos afar your eyes. Did I see your antlers wobble with the last gobsmack? Shall I get you a dress and have you sit with the lasses?
You almost had me with that one. Perhaps next time you'll put your back into it like this one.
Why are they fighting?
So, do you yield?
Lesson learned. At least until tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is, then. Here. Get up, you fool. Let's go have a drink.
It's not exactly a fight. It's what the bachelors do. Sparring establishes your status during the choosing. Every year, a woman may choose their mate from among them. Usually this is after they've courted for some time, but the pairings generally aren't permanent.
So, everyone doesn't stay together like you and Bracken?
No, it doesn't suit everyone. It's usually a fortnight, followed by a year and a day. Others go longer, even to a century, then they move on. Everyone doesn't fight. Once a man has passed his trials, he never has to spar again if he doesn't choose to, though it's good to stay in practice. You're too young to fret over it in any case.
Do women ever compete?
Yes, with great frequency. While it's required of the men, there are no laws or traditions to prevent a woman joining the fray. Many who have done so went on to be highly respected champions or guardians.
Have you ever done it?
No. Direct combat never appealed to me.
Who teaches them how to fight? The combatants, I mean.
That depends.
On what?
How skilled their parents are. All the Thea have different strengths. Him, for example, over there in that garden. Morwyr is no fighter, but quite a master with plants and a gifted healer.
Send in the liver booking.
Son, what are you on about? Who's the brigand?
Ah!
No, not my knees.
Belle, to me. Let Mam show you how it's really done.
And that's Saoirse, who established herself as a formidable warrior before Bracken and I were even grown.
So, would Bracken
teach you to fight? Gods, I hope not.
Oh, is he bad at it?
Don't mistake me. He was lethal with close work. Daggers, short sword, the like. His magic and woodcraft were his strengths, though. Or infuriating his opponent into making a mistake. I hear he's still good at that. And such skills have their place. But you'd learn from Deirdre. She's strong, and she's a bit more forthright than your father.
The guardian?
She is your aunt, and a stern teacher. But you don't need to be afraid of her. Just the same, you won't need to be afraid of Sov when you go before her shortly.
Sov? You mean I'll get to meet her?
You are of age. All of the Fia go to their forebear to be interviewed and assigned to discipline. She'll also determine if you are Tara's or the Hunter's.
I don't think that'll be a surprise.
Don't you? Tara gave birth to the Elders, and the Hunter is their father. Sov may see more in you than you could ever suspect. There's Sov's pavilion just ahead. Grunwick and I will be right here.
You're not coming with me?
You jump out among shades in the middle of the wild hunt, and now you're nervous.
Well, yes, then I was just terrified.
Out, all of you. Welcome back, my son.
Back? But I've never...
Not in this life, or many before it. But you found your way home to Fia Glen.
Lady Sav.
Sav is fine, Liam. Sit with me a while, will you?
Your tapestry is beautiful. Who are the figures?
They could be anyone. What do you see in my work?
A human man and a white hind, separated by a tree. He's reaching for her. She's looking back. She must be Fia. They're lovers, but can't be together. I don't think they chose it, though. But the roots, the branches push them apart. But the roots are woven together. So there's still... Wait, I see something else. May I touch it?
Yes, but gently.
It's a harp.
Very good.
Do they have a child?
They did. And the son returned to his father when the time came. He could not walk among the Fia for so many years.
Who was he?
My son, Oisin, born to me of Finn, a great chieftain of men, who first spared my life, then loved me. Liam, your mouth is hanging. You'll swallow a spider that way. I haven't gotten that reaction in a long time.
But you... How did you... I mean, I thought the elders didn't leave the other world.
It was a quest. Tara summoned me to investigate a dark power rising in the world of men, in the days when many of the gods were still young. Finn and I had our time together, and Tara called me back. What you have seen in the weaving gives me much to consider.
Like what?
You are much like Oisin, and will walk his path. Tara and the hunter crafted you together for this lifetime. You are Fia, but also man. You are healer, but will kill come the time.
I don't want to.
Of course you don't. This meeting would be quite different if that were the case.
Does that ever happen?
Rarely. And those among our people with a bloodthirst come but seldom, and always when the hunter has need of them. That is its own burden, equal to yours in many ways. But you didn't come here for vague prophecies. You came for the first rite of passage, to learn your calling. I saw the path of Oisin, a watcher, a lore keeper, but a man who could lead, command others, and did. Tara forged you, but the hunter has marked you. You risked all you are, or could be, to save a hound. Why?
I knew what the shades did to me. I did not wish them to inflict that on someone else.
The worthies have shown me the way. He walks the path of Oisin, the trail of two worlds. Liam of Sav Shernak, son of Tyranny and of Bracken the Lost, I name you Guardian.
Guardian? But I have so little power.
You have all you will ever need. Magic waxes and wanes, and even gods grow old. Skills may be learned in the dawn of life, or perhaps remembered. You may find your soul knows more than your mind. Work toward it, and listen.
Green Man, Sons of Tara is written, adapted, produced, and directed by N.K. Schlodecker. Featuring music composed and performed by Eamon Coughlin, and with the voice talents of
Ashley Kuppersmith,
Sherry Prestwood,
Stephanie Evers Ard,
Alice Dennis,
Amber Walker,
N.K. Schlodecker,
Burdock Kuppersmith,
Jonathan Dennis, Patrick Wood,
J.T. McClenahan,
Rowan,
Jeff Blakeney,
and Dana Reeves. You can follow our progress at www.tarasgreenman.com. Thank you for listening. Join us next time as our adventure in Tara continues.